Why am I here?
Call this podcast.
Oh, wait a minute. Lights on. As I said last month, I do not work until... Okay, never mind. Now I'm on the clock, officially. Well, this podcast, I will attempt to say this the best way I can, because I have the laryngitis Wilson right now.
Wilson.
Or something along those lines.
Laryngitis Wilson.
This is called Happen in Harwoods, Little Red Light Songs, Havel Hate of Music.
You don't have a Havel Hate.
Thanks for saying that, because I can't.
Pat Buttram.
I tried saying that the other day, and it sounded so...
Well, say it then.
You don't have a...
What happened?
No, what happened, Hatman?
Oh, God. So, you got a new car.
I got a new car.
How's it feel?
Oh, I love it.
Pay for that tag yet?
I need to. I'm still trying.
You still got time.
Yeah, I have.
You got 30 days. Yeah,
so, yeah. I'm still trying to collect money for it.
Yeah. That's the only bad part about getting a new car.
Yeah, that tag's expensive.
But then out here in Oklahoma, the tags after it aren't that bad.
Oh man, I'm loving the new car.
Yeah,
I'm loving the new car.
So did you trade the old one in?
Yes, we traded it in.
Wow, they took it.
They did, believe it or not. They only got $1,000 out of it.
That's pretty good.
Well, I thought it was.
Yeah.
And Goofball told me, well, they won't give you much for it. People are going to get in that car and they're going to hear that rattling and say, oh, what the hell is that? Oh, don't get me started on that guy.
Well, they got other lots where cars that have problems. That's where they take.
Yeah, that's true.
And people know it when they go out there. And then people like Goofball will buy those cars and fix them up. And
gosh.
Yeah.
That man's a kook.
Is Sarah's parents upset at him?
Very much so.
Well, they should never write them because he screwed her over.
I know. And they were very, very, very disappointed. And they felt terrible about it. They ended up actually giving me some money.
What?
Just kind of to help.
So, oh, that's nice. Yeah. They must really like you.
I think they do.
You should marry Sarah.
Yeah. Well, I plan on it. We have like 45 days left.
That's
man.
Crazy. I'm working that day. I got to. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be there.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I'm digging the new car, man. It's fantastic.
I really like the Bluesmobile.
Yeah, I want to give you a ride in it someday.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
2013 Ford Explorer.
It's beautiful. It's black. Mm-hmm. Ford Explorer. I call it the Bluesmobile.
About 49,000 miles on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it
for
is.
A used car.
Because Galen over at Stuart Pontiac,
which
Nissan.
If you want to buy a car, go to Stuart Pontiac and ask for Galen. He's awesome. We got our Versa from him.
Did you really?
Yeah, and Bob, you know, my father-in-law, I guess.
Uh-huh.
He recommended him. Yeah, so. He's nice.
No, not stepfather-in-law. Father-in-law.
Father-in-law. Father-in-law.
Yeah, Galen, he's great.
Yeah.
Enjoyed working with him very much. So.
Well, yeah, father-in-law, not stepfather-in-law.
Yeah, father-in-law.
That don't make any sense, Jason Chapman.
Well, I'm the one that said it, so. I'm the one that's not making any sense.
Oh, they can see that psycho.
Tom Waits would do this thing. He'd go. It was really cool. It sounded just like a...
That's called drugs.
Yeah. No, he'd do it. He'd do it on certain songs like Diamonds on My Windshield. He'd do it to make the sound of a car going down the highway.
Oh.
It's really hip.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, normally, we will give information as to what...
Infomomation.
Infomomation.
I say it, infomomation.
Today, President Reagan... has that bad. We, usually I give you some information, but I'm just going to play the song.
Is it Schoolhouse Rock song?
No, it's not. Let's mention that real fast. Uh-huh. Rest in peace, Bob Doro.
Yeah.
You text me that the other day. No, it was on Facebook and said Bob Doro, songwriter.
So it was me that...
Yeah, it was you.
Not Rustin this
it
time.
Wasn't Rustin.
I beat Rustin.
Yes.
Woo! wrestling's always telling Steven who passed away first.
I know.
And I'm always the second or third guy.
I know. But
sad, yeah. But I'm honored that I got that. I got that one.
It was something that said Bob Doro, jazz musician, writer of Schoolhouse Rock song, something like that, passes away, and I was like, oh man.
Yeah,
of course, he was 94, but
oh,
still.
Wow. He didn't look. Well, that must have been an old picture then. I saw MSN, and I just looked at that guy, and I'm like, and I didn't read it, and I was like, just looking at that guy, picture in there, and I'm like, I should click that. He looked like somebody I should know, and then yeah. I started reading, and I'm like, oh, Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah. Oh, he passed away. Three Thematical Number, Conjunction yeah. Junction.
Yeah, all those great ones that we loved. Yeah, I loved Bob Doro. He was a great, great jazz musician. He was fantastic.
That's sad.
Rest in peace, Bob Doro. And golly gee, Harry Anderson passed away.
I know, from Nightcore.
I know, Judge Harold T. Stone.
He doesn't look that old, though.
I know, he's only 65, I
believe.
That's
not old. That's my dad's age.
Yeah. I was really upset when you sent me that, and of course,
oh, it was me again.
You, yeah, it was.
I'm
you.
On it because yeah. usually wrestling's the one that tells you.
Who else was there? Barbara Bush passed away. Of course, that was very.
Yeah, bad. And now 41 is sick.
Well, last I
right,
read,
that's the number.
Yes, 41. Yeah. He was moved out of. Last I heard, he was moved out of ICU.
Mm-hmm.
And he was placed into a regular room. He was responding very favorably to the treatments. The doctors were pleased
yeah.
with how he was doing, and I think he's doing better. But
yeah, but he has sepsis. That's not a good way to live for the rest of your life.
No,
because Crystal was, you know, my sister-in-law was reading if John lived, my brother-in-law, if he lived, what his life would have been like, and John wouldn't want that.
No,
he would have had like been, dialysis.
He would have had
day.
To been, yeah. He would have had to been on dialysis, as I recall. I want to read
an L. Ron Hubbard book, Dialysis.
Just kidding. I would like to read this to you. 11 hours ago, this is from the George H.W. Bush Presidential Library Foundation on the Facebook.
The
former President George H.W. Bush will remain in Houston Methodist through the weekend. To continue his recovery and is regaining strength. 41 is in excellent spirits and is looking forward to resuming his schedule and going to Maine next month, up to probably Kennebunkport. This was interesting. This was yesterday, April. No, this was Wednesday, April 25th. Statement by the Office of George H.W. Bush. President George H.W. Bush has been moved from the intensive care unit at Houston Methodist Hospital to a regular patient room.
That's good.
And is expected to continue his recovery there for several more days. He is alert and talking with hospital staff, family, and friends, and his doctors are very pleased with his progress.
Wow.
President Bush naturally thanks everyone for their prayers and good wishes. He also wants to assure everyone that, as good as he feels now, he is more focused on the Houston Rockets closing out their playoff series against the Minnesota Timberwolves than anything that landed him in the hospital.
Well, good for him.
So, yes, prayers to President Bush. I certainly hope that he is able to overcome this recent illness, which what's so terrible is I think it was Saturday night, the day that they buried Mrs. Bush. They put him in the hospital.
That's sad.
And I bet the family's thinking, oh, my gosh, what's happening here?
Yeah, I know. Well, we got to
poor Jeb and George W. and Neil and Doro and all of them. So.
Steven and Jason?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I know.
So.
I had to go to the bathroom.
What song you have for us today?
Okay, well, I'm just going to play it, and I'll give
He's
you some information.
He's going to play it.
Was there someone else that passed away? Yes. Very quickly, I need to mention.
No, what do you got for us today?
Aaron Neville's brother, one of his brothers, Charles Neville, passed away yesterday at the age of, I believe, 70. I think he was 79.
Sad.
Charles Neville was a saxophone player. Huh. They called him Charlie the Horn Man. He was a great saxophonist. So one of the Neville brothers has died.
That's sad.
Yes, I know.
Hey, wait, somebody said not too long ago, in between.
So hard to find. We're going to leave you with a tune written by Gene Taylor, a bassist. It's a tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King. There's some peace. peace of mind. Oh, yeah. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of noble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of a day peace would come on us day, and he spread the message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, and death he did not dread. Yes, with his Bible by his side, from his foes he would not hide. Hard to think this great man dead. He had seen the mountain's top, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Tell your parents that better stop and think, 'cause we're heading for the break now. Better believe it. What's gonna happen now that the king of love is dead? Will the murders ever cease? Are they men? Are they beasts? What do people, do they think they have to gain? Will your nation stand or fall? Is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? You know that he was for equality for all people. Down the other day, it was prejudice, it was hate, bigotry sealed his fate. Go on, cry, cry, your tears won't change a thing. Will my country ever love? The consequences will bring. We're all heading for the brink.
That was really, really good. Yeah. She had that audience. That was a live recording of film somewhere. And the audience were just sitting there just really, really listening.
Really, yeah. They were very...
That one guy was doing this.
Yeah, very intent on what you were saying.
He hit his glasses on the microphone.
Yeah, he did. On Nina Simone's microphone. That was the great Nina Simone, by the way.
She's still alive?
No, she passed away. And
passing away.
I know. I think she's been gone about a good 15, 16 years or so. Wow.
I've never heard that, but that was good. I just wish the video,
the audio
on that video, wish could have been better. I wonder if I could fix that myself. I bet I could.
What day was it that I discovered this? I think it was last Saturday.
Oh, so this is new for you.
Yes.
But you've heard of her before, right?
Oh, yes. I know of Nina Simone. She's my next-door neighbor. Nina Simone was a great jazz vocalist and pianist.
Mm.
And as that video clearly demonstrates.
Yeah, she was playing the piano then.
Yeah. There is a... I was, you know how if you on your iPhone when you just
I don't have an iPhone.
When you scroll to the right, it shows you the news.
No, mine goes.
I wish mine did, but
yeah, I'll do it for you.
I was. I was.
That's what happens when you hit the wrong thing. Goes.
I wish mine did that too. I saved this video
on the iPhone.
It was a news story. This is really cool. This is really interesting. It's a video about Martin Luther King's last days, but it replayed Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination if he had an iPhone. It's a very interesting video. I don't know. It's different. I'll show it to you later. But
when he lived?
No, it was like. Well, it's like. If we had social media in 1968, is kind of what it's supposed to be like.
Then we make a video, what if Elvis had an iPhone? We did something like that.
Yeah, things Elvis never did or said or something.
Oh, like yeah, that. Yeah, yeah. Elvis never had an iPhone. That, okay. Well, we can.
I will have to show you this video later.
Yeah, we'll do that in between the Powell kind.
But I was watching this, and of course, we just observed the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's untimely assassination on April 4th.
The 50th?
50 years, man.
That's crazy.
And here in just a few days before Sarah and I get married, we'll be remembering the 50th anniversary of Bobby Kennedy's assassination.
Wow.
Both of them, within 2 months, were killed.
50 years, jeez.
Yeah.
The world's getting old.
I know. It's been 50 years. It seemed, you know, 5 years ago, we hit the 50th anniversary of JFK's assassination.
Wow.
And of course, now we're hitting the 50th of
Dr.
just King.
The other day, Superman turned 80.
Really?
What happened?
Man, I didn't realize Superman was 80, but that doesn't seem to make
been
sense.
Around since 38.
But anyhow, this video. They played a clip of that song, and I'm like, "What is this song? Mm-hmm. Never heard this." And 6 years ago, you may recall, I went through a big Martin Luther King era.
Yeah.
I was all about Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Civil Rights Movement. I was into all that.
You wore those glasses.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I'm thinking to myself, how am I just now finding this song out?
Well,
6 years after.
It's cool, though. That was a great song.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that available on the iTunes?
That version is not, but there is another live recording that's in a different key and it's a different tempo. It's like 13 minutes long.
Wow!
And of course, you can. It's one of those you can't just download the song by itself. You got to buy the whole album. It's one of those album only tracks.
But is it? I thought when it was album only, it wasn't available on the iTunes. I thought that was saying you have to buy it on the.
No,
CD.
You can buy it off iTunes, but you have to download the whole album.
Oh, so I got that completely backwards.
Yeah, if you want this one 13-minute song, you got to buy the whole album.
Okay,
you may not want the other stuff on there.
Half the Blues Brothers CD on the iTunes is album only.
That's what that is.
Oh, but that's worth a good album.
Well, that is, definitely. Yeah. You know, and maybe if I was a little more familiar with some of Nina Simone's songs, I'd want to download the whole album. But this other version, you can...
Have you heard the 13-minute one?
No, not yet. Let me I'll give you a little information.
Information.
Let me see. Let me see. Everybody talking about. Let me see.
He did what? Information. About to win this eBay option I'm watching.
No good.
3 minutes left.
3 days after the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, Nina Simone and her band played at the Westbury Music Festival on Long Island, New York. They performed Why the King of Love is Dead, a song they had just learned, written by their bass player.
Wow, the bass player.
Yeah,
amazing.
Gene Taylor.
I like the bass player.
This was written as a reaction to King's death. Nina Simone's brother, Samuel Wayman, was on stage playing the organ.
Samuel Wayman.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds familiar. Samuel Wayman.
He said, we learned that song that same day. We didn't have a chance to have 2 or 3 days of rehearsal. But when you're feeling compassion and outrage and wanting to express what you know the world is feeling, we did it because that's what we felt. Wayman and the band's performance of Why lasted nearly 15 minutes as Nina Simone sang, played, and sermonized about the loss everyone was feeling. Amazing. Now, this is that 14-minute version that I was telling you about.
Mm-hmm.
That version that we just listened to there, I know that on the YouTube it lists no information.
One of those.
But I'm going to assume that was probably in 68, shortly after King's death.
I mean, they were really concentrating.
They were.
She really had their attention. It kind of like a Ready, Steady, Go set. The film quality and all that.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, that maybe she was, that looked like kind of a, you know, I'm an expert on film quality.
You are. That's your specialty.
I'm just going to guess maybe that was filmed over in Europe or somewhere.
Well, it could have been.
Because they travel around. They like to travel around back then.
Yeah, it tells me nothing. Yeah, I wish I knew more about this. I wish I knew more about this particular rendition that we listened to, but I don't, unfortunately. But man, I heard that, I listened to it the other day, last Saturday, and I'm thinking, why am I just now finding this out? I was like, this is incredible, because I am right now kind of in a Martin Luther King era again. There was a new documentary that came out.
Documentary,
yeah, on HBO. It was called King in the Wilderness, and it was directed by Peter Kunhart, who is the same man who did the JFK in his own words.
Oh, yeah.
That I love so very much.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't have cable, and I was. That's all right. I was over at Sarah's that night. This was the walkout had just started.
Oh, yeah.
And we were watching this. I told her, I said, I really want to see this. Would you mind if I watched it? And she said, yeah, that's fine.
I'll be in another room watching Family Feud.
She fell asleep on the couch, and I was on the love seat and watched this great documentary about Dr. King. And I think you can get it through, like the HBO, what is it? It's
Video?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I'm hoping in time, I'm sure in time it will be put out on DVD because I really want to get it for my collection.
Good.
But yes, I'm kind of in a Martin Luther King era again, which is always good.
Yeah,
so
he did a lot for us.
He really did, for all people, not just black people. He did a lot for all of us.
That's right.
So, well, that's my.
I really like that song, and I want you to later send me the link to that.
I certainly will. I'm glad you like it. I was just blown away by it. I was like, my gosh, this is good.
And thank you for telling me what on the iTunes album only means.
Well, you know, I can do some good in the world. Not like Dr. King, but I try.
And for some more good news, I won that eBay auction.
Oh! Why did I do that?
All right, you ready for my song?
Oh, I guess. Yes, I actually. Oh, but before I do that, I'd like to say very special thanks to our good friends at Baby Bell Cheese for sponsoring week's episode.
Raise your hand. You got it. Raise your hand. You know it. You feel confident, secure.
You've got it. That Sure Secure Confident feeling. Because Sure's double action formula fights wetness while it kills bacteria that cause odor. Be sure of both odor and wetness protection. Get Sure.
Confident, confident, diet secure. Raise your hand, raise your hand, you're sure. Raise your hand, raise your hand, you're sure.
That's a lot of deodorant she used. Yeah. That's a lot of deodorant she used.
Well, she would have to. I mean, my gosh. I wonder how if you were to measure her armpit, I wonder how big it would how
we're
wide it would be.
Talking about the Statue of Liberty.
Or how long it would be and how wide. Yeah, what would the dimensions
we'll
of Liberty's
one day
armpit?
And take a ruin.
I'd like to.
I like cheese. All right. You ready for my song?
Yes, sir.
I almost covered this in Wake Up Sleepyhead. I almost covered this and the songs we hate, but I don't hate it really. I just hate the very beginning part. You remember one time I told you, and you said you'd never heard it, but when some modern Christian songs start going really fast,
oh, yes.
And it has nothing to do with the Jesus. Yeah, that I love Jesus. Well, I kind of found an example.
I do remember this. We were talking about this back in November or October, I believe.
The song is okay. I like it. I don't like it when people's trying to sing it. I don't know if your church does this. I shouldn't be really talking about this. But, you know, when they do a special, like someone has to get up and sing a special.
Yeah.
And they sing a solo. And
special music.
It's really not that good. Yeah. But so this song is better than the people I've heard singing at church. So I really had a kind of a...
Well, okay then.
I didn't really like it. But I like... But I've been waking up with a song in my head, so it's okay. I kind of like it now.
Well, good.
But I don't like the very beginning because it goes no 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 no. I love Jesus. It doesn't match. Ready? Here we go. All right.
Mountain
good message, but there's no reason to have that first 15 seconds of that song.
You know, like I, Malcolm X, like I had told you, I guess that was just their artistic, that was their, that's artistic license, but.
And it's wrong.
It does seem a little out of place. It's not necessary. They could have done without that.
Yes.
They could have done without that. There, it is a little out of place in my musical.
That opinion. Was from around 2001.
Oh, wow.
And I'm pretty sure, I looked it up a while ago. I'm 99% sure it's from 2001. But, there's some other songs around that era of gospel music. They do that too, so maybe it was just an era that they all went through.
I guess.
Jesus.
Just real big intros and gears you up, catches your attention, I guess, and then the message comes.
Yeah, at a different speed. All right. So, if someone wanted to talk to you about Martin Luther King and Jesus, how could they get a hold of you?
You know, Martin Luther King, you know, I think the two people who he really hooked his wagon to, for want of a better term, was Jesus Christ and Mahatma Gandhi.
There we go.
So.
They go hand in hand. So how could they get a hold of you, your horrible email?
You can get a hold of me at my horrible email address, capital P, Professor, capital SH83, @gmail.com. And speaking of that, I was getting some of my business cards tonight, and my old email's on there. And if anybody would like to get some scotch tape, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me at Good Night Sleepyhead Show at gmail.com.
Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me when he's gone? He fed a lot of people, but it seems a good die young. But I just looked around and he's gone.